The bettong is a very appealing little marsupial, part very small kangaroo, part mouse in appearance. They're just lovely. But though they're small, Australian ecologists say that bettongs and native rodents might be much more significant in arid environments than previously thought. A study by the University of New South Wales has found that mammals, including marsupials, are big consumers of plant seeds in areas where they aren't threatened by predators like cats or foxes. And researchers say that reintroducing these small mammals to desert areas could help restore ecosystems and curb the spread of unwanted plants. The study's senior author is Associate Professor Mike Letnik. He's speaking with Naomi Woodley.
For a long time, we've thought that ants have been the most important species eating seeds and moving seeds around in Australian deserts. But it turns out, our research shows that this is probably an artifact of the fact that mammals have actually gone extinct from most of the Australian arid zone a long time ago. A lot of mammals, like things like burrowing bettongs and even native rodents, have become rare or completely disappeared. Our research shows that those animals actually are voracious consumers of seeds, and they eat far more seeds than ants at places where they are.
Now, you've described this as a cafeteria experiment. What did you do and what did it show?
We set up little cafes for mammals and ants to come along and eat seeds. We put cages around the trays to stop mammals from getting in. But we also placed infrared cameras on the trays so we could take photographs of who the culprits were, who was coming along and stealing the seeds. And we found that mammals by far took most of the seeds where they had access.
And why is it important for mammals to be eating and moving seeds around in this way?
Mysteries in understanding how the Australian environment is changing. So over time, for example, across much of the country, the numbers of woody shrubs has actually increased greatly, to the point where they actually get in the way of farmers who want to grow sheep and cattle. We probably don't really understand what the drivers of that shrub encroachment is. And the seeds that we placed out for these mammals were actually the shrub seeds. And it may well be that one of the drivers of this increase in shrubs that sort of slowly occurred over the last 100 years or so is in fact the loss of these mammals.
And if these shrubs are native plants themselves, what's the problem with them? Why are they so unpalatable in these arid areas?
Well, they're not useful for livestock. So even though they're a native species, they're not regarded as economically valuable. I guess it's a way of a shifting baseline in a way where the ecosystems are changing very slowly, and it's actually just changing the balance of species that are in them. Now, you can argue that the shrubs are native and they're good, but I mean, I'd come from the other perspective and say that, well, perhaps the shrubs are part of a suite of changes that have associated with the loss of these mammals. And perhaps by bringing these mammals back, we can bring ecosystems back to something more like what they were in the past, and it's probably a healthier state than being a shrub-dominated system.
And even if those ecosystems are then used for agricultural purposes, that's still a worthwhile pursuit?
Well, I think so. Most of us wear fibre or eat meat or use the products from our agricultural system, so I think there are positives that can work for the environment and also for the economy.
So how will this research contribute to rewilding projects of some of these remote areas?
Increasingly, we are beginning to try and rewild. And at the moment, that means creating very large fenced enclosures, removing cats and foxes and letting these animals get in. But I think that's a sort of a stepping stone, really, to try and get these animals back into the broader landscape and hopefully rehabilitate ecosystems and improve the condition of vegetation and other processes that are going on.
Associate Professor Mike Letnik from the University of New South Wales speaking to Naomi Woodley, and that study is published in the journal Functional Ecology.